Every day is Ashura, every land is Karbala. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Harju. As you figured by my opening quote today, today's program is about Ashura, a topic that all us Muslims need to be reminded of daily. So please stay tuned for this program. On the day of Ashura, when the battle began, the companions of the Imam began to fall. They were men of valor, welcoming martyrdom. They fell one after another, for the enemy was overwhelming in number. By noontime, the Imam stopped the fight to perform the Salat. By this time, those left were mainly his family and a few supporters. They performed the Salat together. Two supporters were guarding the performers of Salat. The enemy was standing still, watching. When Salat was finished, one of the guards fell dead. There were 17 arrows in his back. Hazrat Ali Akbar, Imam Hussein alayhi salam's son, obtained permission to fight and dashed toward the enemy. He engaged them in fierce fighting, falling on them like thunder, slaying numerous fighters. He continued to move toward deep inside the enemy. The enemy was overpowering in number. It overwhelmed him, cutting him with swords and spears, and his body became nothing but wounds until he died. Imam Hussein alayhi salam rushed to the arena and picked up the wounded, limp body and brought it to the appalled camp. His sister and others in the camp were horrified and shocked at the scene.
Ashura is a symbol of justice and injustice. It is a symbol of justice for having a great example of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his follower and his companion. He stands for justice. He stands and resists against the oppression of the people, against the injustice. And on the other hand, you have Yazid and his follower as a symbol of injustice in the society. I think Ashura is a reference. It is a model for justice and at the same time for purification of life for Allah. In Irfan, we talk about exclusion and inclusion, exclusion of himself and exclusion of shaitan and inclusion of Allah. The more one can exclude himself and include Allah, then the more the beauty of Allah will emerge in his everyday life. Imam Hussein is a great example of one who excludes himself, not only himself, all his family, his Ali Asghar, his Ali Akbar, all members of his family. He went to the battle of standing against the injustice by all his family. So in our time, I think we need an example of life. We need a resistance example for our life. We need one who has a very constructive identity. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam was one who has a very constructive identity, and he was successful to give the message to all human beings. I think today Muslim and non-Muslim, they know Imam Hussein, they know Ashura, and they know this example of sacrification and purification of life for sake of Allah. Thank you.
Welcome back. This week we have an Islamic site that we would like to introduce to you.
It is a website affiliated to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam portal. It offers an encyclopedia of teachings of Husaynid culture to interested individuals all over the world. A collection of concepts, articles, books, poems, contexts and symbols in the form of multifaceted media on Imam Husayn alayhi salam, his progeny, companions, Ashura uprising, knowing the event and its personalities, enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, impact of Ashura on history of Islam and the world, and all relevant issues are displayed, and it is being completed.
First of all, it should be said that our main goal in the website of Ashura is not covering multimedia issues. It's not our first goal, it's our second goal. I mean, we see multimedia as a tool. Maybe the dear viewers of Magazine Horizon got surprised and asked me why. If you ask me this question, I will tell you, I will answer you. Today, we have many websites which are doing multimedia. And it's nice, it's okay, it's incredible. But we must also pay attention to the other aspect of Ashura, which is the philosophy of Ashura. We see our colleagues in other websites do more attention on multimedia. So we have a gap on philosophy of Ashura. So our main goal in this website is giving some beneficial knowledge of why did Ashura happen? And who were the martyrs of Ashura? What were the characteristics of the martyrs of Ashura? Who were enemies of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him? And what were their characteristics? Then when we match this kind of information with good multimedia, it would be perfect. We have different segments in this website. If you want, I can report you some. If I want to mention some remarkable segments, I will tell you we have good articles on Ashura on its own segment. Also, there are good information in a special part for introducing personalities who participated in the Battle of Karbala. And we present a section for Ashura studies. And also two other segments that I prefer to mention are poems of Ashura in English, which is very important. There are a few poems in Ashura which are originally composed in English, and we present these poems, and also we have a section for introducing books. And totally, I can tell you now, we have prepared almost 5,000 posts in 5 languages in the website.
Thirst have drained the children, their questioning gazes, asking what their lips dare not speak for fear of embarrassing the Imam, who cannot quench their thirst as the enemy has ruthlessly prevented man, woman, and child from the water of life. The Imam's brother, Hazrat Abbas, volunteers to bring water for the camp. He advances towards the river to fill his water sack, his fingers touching the cool surface of the water. He does not drink, although every fiber in his being cries out to him to relieve his thirst. The enemy attacks Hazrat Abbas and loses his arms. He picks up the water sack with his teeth, but he is knocked out of his saddle. He fell from his horse to breathe his last. Next to the battlefield went the sons of Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan and Zainab and their cousins, about 17 of them. They were all in their teens, but each stood bravely, believing in the mission facing a formidable enemy, and showed no less enthusiasm in their quest to embrace the martyrdom.
On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. When our eyes and our hearts will shed those tears for Hussein, the master of the martyrs. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, you went to speak to enemies, told them of their evil ways and treachery. But the seals on their hearts had become so tight that the grandson of the Prophet they would fight. Ya Hussein, you saw your friends and family go through suffering and pain and misery. Such torment and trial only you could endure, for your faith and trust in Allah was so pure. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, you took your son Ali Asghar to the enemy to get him some water, but they had no decency or sympathy. Allah, they had no trace of humanity. Ya Hussein, today we feel for Sakina, how she longed to be back home in Medina. And she is watching you with eyes full of tears, knowing that you're on your way to Shahada. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein, your brother Abbas went to fight, standard bearer of Islam, he had such might. Though he fell, the flag of Islam strong it stands, and we will see it next in the Mahdi's hand. Ya Hussein, your brother Abbas went to fight, standard bearer of Islam, he had such might. Though he fell, the flag of Islam strong it stands, and we will see it next in the Mahdi's hand. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. When our eyes and our hearts will shed those tears for Hussein, the master of the martyrs. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
When it was the Imam's time to fight, he told Yazid's army to offer him single battle, and they gave him his request and killed everybody that fought him in single battles. Imam Hussein alayhi salam advanced very deep in the back ranks of the Syrian army. Then his enemies invaded back towards him. They continuously attacked each other until his numerous injuries caused him to stay a moment. This gave the enemy a chance to take advantage of the injuries of the Imam, leading to his death, in which Shimr severed Imam Hussein's noble head from the body, the noble head kissed often by the Prophet, peace be upon him. Karbala is the cruelest tragedy humanity has ever seen, yet the startling, though appalling, events in Karbala proved like a powerful volcano that shook the very foundation of Muslims. It stirred their consciousness, ignorant or learned alike. For sincere Muslims, Karbala turned into a triumph. The tragic event became the very beacon of light to always remind Muslims to practice Islam, honesty, and sincerely do what is right, irrespective of consequences, and fear no one except Allah. Thank you for being with us until now in this part of the program, and hopefully you'll stay tuned for the rest now that we will go and see a report together.
The fourth International Reign of Qadir Conference was held in three cities of Tehran, Mashhad, and Qom from 3rd to 6th of November 2013, in which 13 non-Iranian poets and literary figures took part. 16 artists from 8 countries, including Russia, Lebanon, Pakistan, India, Kuwait, Egypt, Tajikistan, and Iran, participated in the conference. There were also 13 artists, poets, and preachers from 7 countries, as well as 3 poets from Iran. The conference was aimed to introduce poets, authors, and artists from all across the world who are faithful to Imam Ali alayhi salam's velayat and promote the values which were first accentuated by the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and then followed by his infallible household. This event is also meant to highlight some aspects of the momentous Qadir incident, whose path is extended to reach the historic Karbala event, so its divine and spiritual effects will be clear more than ever.
The
fourth international conference of Reign of Qadir has been held. This conference was aimed to commemorate outstanding religious figures who have created invaluable works on the Qadir event and Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they've tried to reveal more aspects of this momentous event. This year, we did our best to shed a new light on the Qadir event and review how it is linked to Ashura. The participants have prepared their works on this subject as well as the uprising by Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Ashura event. Fortunately, a large number of guests from different countries attended the conference, and it had various remarkable achievements. Efforts have been made to introduce these works, pave the ground to translate and publish these works, and make fertile grounds for creation of new works. Taking these into consideration, I believe the prospects for the Qadir Reign Conference are rosy. In a world the global arrogance has used every weapon in its arsenal to wage wars and make nations divided, this conference seeks to spread love and fellow feeling as well as friendship between religions and sects revolving around velayat and truthfulness of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Oh,
history of this universal martyrdom begins from the birth of Maulay Kainat in Kaaba Sharif to the martyrdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam in Karbala. Some persons who were envious to Hashmi family were very anxious that this mission which was being operated by Hashmis should be condemned. They did not like the challenge and the declaration that Prophet made in Ghadir, and it was very, very fateful for them. And they, reaching up to Karbala, began very fabulous and very tremendous to this family. After all, they did not like the truth which was being propagated by Hussain alayhi salam. And in the organization of Yazid, they conjectured and made very troubles on Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And this history is a very tremendous spot on the part of humanity. Hussain not only made his martyrdom for Islam, but his martyrdom was made for all humanity, and this humanity will remain till the martyrdom of Hussain will be remembered.
Well, we've come to that portion of our program where we read emails from our dear viewers regarding their questions, comments, opinions. We definitely would like that, and hopefully the more emails that we receive, the more changes we'll make to our program just to your likings. Our first email is from Haider, emailing saying, "The episode about thankfulness to God was so insightful. I didn't expect it to be this good. Just wanted to say thanks to the writer." Our second email is from Sajjad. "The program is really upbeat. It looks like it takes a lot of effort that goes into this program. Appreciate it a lot. Thanks." Third email is from Kamal, who emailed saying, "The show about inner peace and religion was really good, but could you please make an episode of how to achieve this inner peace through different means?" And lastly, our email is from Madeline, who says, "I enjoy this show, but it would be better if the show was perhaps live." Once again, thank you so much for your emails regarding any of the things of the program, all the different sections. We definitely want to input these suggestions into our program, so don't stop emailing us. Even if you've emailed us before, continue sending emails. We definitely look into them and try to make these changes according to what you have asked and what you have suggested. So thank you so much, and we look forward to reading the rest of your emails. Welcome back. If you would like any further information about the program, you can visit our site at english.sahartv.ir. You can find out about the timings, previous archives, and even download the show.
Sunday on Pure Home, Sahar Haqju and Dr. Javed Mazlumi, an Islamic scholar, talked about raising children according to Islam and lessons from Ashura. Our guest discussed what we can learn from the events of Ashura. He also talked about the role of children and young adults in Karbala. This week's story was called "The Old Man and the Children," derived from the story of the righteous men by martyr Murtaza Motahari. Farhad Bafoju, the host of From Here and There, talked about researchers who have achieved success in protein detection by laser phototherapy that may lead to the curing of brain diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Researchers claim that with the multi-photon laser techniques, Patients do not need chemical treatments or even surgery. Monday on Spectrum Iran, Hamid Sharafi, the host of the program, discussed the recent nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5+1. At the conclusion of their intense three-day negotiations in Geneva, high representatives from Iran and the 5+1 countries participated in a joint press conference describing the talks as positive and productive, and announced a follow-up meeting later in November. The host of the show was joined on the phone by Professor Nader Intisar, the chairman of the Department of Political Science and Criminal Justice at the University of Southern Alabama. And in the studio, we had Dr. Mohammad Hassan Khani, professor of international relations at the University of Imam Sadegh in Tehran. On Friday on Weekly Scope, our guest, Intifad Kanbar, a political analyst, guided us through the top headlines from last week's news. Last week, Bahraini court sentenced four activists to life in prison. A riot broke out in a Saudi Arabian prison. Four were injured. The judge in Morsi's trial adjourns the hearing, and Israel rejects the natural gas boundary proposal. The Epic of Mukhtar is a television series which is broadcast every night at 21:30 GMT on Sahar TV. It's a story based on the life of Mukhtar Thaqafi. Mukhtar Thaqafi is a Shia Muslim leader who sets up a movement in 686 AD in the town of Kufa to avenge the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The story reviews the events leading up to the martyrdom of the Imams, peace be upon them. The film depicts 20 years of Mukhtar's life and includes the death of Muawiyah, the succession of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, the events leading up to Ashura, and what brought on the uprising of Mukhtar and its companions' martyrdom. The series, which took 5 years to complete, includes 40 episodes and includes 140 actors.
Thank you for watching our program today. I know it was a very sad program, but it is something that all of us Muslims and even non-Muslims should be reminded of. We should go through this and go over everything that we've learned, everything that our imams went through to teach us in the purpose of saving Islam. So thank you for watching today's program, and hopefully you will join us again for next week.